The U.S. and Canadian firms closed their deal in a complex series of transactions on September 3rd. Cascade Creek is still registered as a limited liability corporation in Alaska with headquarters in Washington State. It's also now a wholly owned subsidiary of Alaska Hydro Corporation, which is based in Vancouver, British Columbia. However, a majority of this new parent company is owned by the former owners of Cascade Creek. They've been trying to develop a large hydropower project in Thomas Bay near Petersburg. They want to link to the power grid in Southeast and ultimately Canada so they can sell power to the North American grid. One new player in the project is Cliff Grandison. Grandison was president of Project Finance Corporation. The sole purpose of that business was to acquire an asset like Cascade Creek and turn it into a publicly traded company. Project Finance purchased Cascade Creek for $3 million and then changed its name to Alaska Hydro, which is now listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Grandison is chairman of the board. He says the deal allows Cascade access to Canadian capital markets for project funding.
It seems to be very difficult for a private company to go public in the United States. It's a very expensive process, very difficult, and so the opportunity that they have in Canada was to raise money where there's a substantial amount of experience in this kind of financing to continue the project through all of the stages as it develops further.
Grandison has a background in mining as well as power generation projects in BC. He's currently listed as a director and CEO of Skyline Gold Corporation. That company's been pursuing development of a gold mine on a tributary of the Stikine River in BC, which is not far from the route for a proposed power line that could export electricity from Alaska. Grandison says Cascade Creek's former owners received a majority share of Alaska Hydro as part of the recent deal, while his company got the remainder. It's called a reverse takeover. Essentially, the same people are still running Cascade Creek, and Grandison says there are people showing interest in investing.
And they have two ways. They can either buy shares for the company if they wanted to invest in the company, or they can buy shares on the public market. So we're, in a sense, vulnerable to takeover because somebody can buy all the shares up, and you know that's the risk that you have when you're a public company because your shares are freely available to outside investors. But on the other hand, there are people out there that like projects like this. They like the future of the company, and they are interested in buying shares from Treasury.
In its initial offering, Grandison says Alaska Hydro sold about 16% of its shares to raise about $1.5 million for the project. More shares will be available for sale in the future. As of late September, Alaska Hydro stock was trading at around 19 cents Canadian. While Alaska Hydro's head office is in Vancouver, Grandison says the business office and major shareholders are still out of Bellingham with Toll House Energy. Toll House was the primary owner of Cascade Creek before this deal went through, and Toll House's president, Tom Fisher, is now president, CEO, and a board member of Alaska Hydro. Toll House owns roughly a third of the new company, according to Fisher. He says Cascade has long wrestled with how to pay for its proposed hydro development, which is estimated to cost about $175 million.
Now we have a real clear path on where to go. We're following some of the other successful hydropower companies in which they went on the public exchange to raise funds to go build these projects. So we're real excited about our future.
So far, Fisher says there are a total of about 250 shareholders in Alaska Hydro. He says roughly 57% are from the U.S. and the other 43% are Canadian. The board of directors has three Canadians, including Grandison, and four U.S. members, two of whom are from Alaska. There's an Anchorage physician named Stephen Coolin and Matthew Bell, who is a board member of Cake Tribal Corporation. According to Alaska Hydro filings, a Cake Tribal subsidiary owns a small percentage of the company. The proposed hydro plant in Thomas Bay has generated substantial opposition from nearby Petersburg for a variety of reasons. Local residents are concerned over environmental impacts at Swan Lake, which is a popular recreation and subsistence area. City leaders have also opposed the for-profit use of local hydro resources, and they say all Southeast communities should have access to hydropower before transmission lines are built for export. Petersburg has been pursuing a smaller public project at Ruth Lake, another mountaintop site in Thomas Bay. Cascade has an agreement to sell Swan Lake Power to the city of Wrangell, just south of Petersburg. It's also helped the city of Angoon secure preliminary federal permits to pursue hydro developments at two other lakes in the bay, including Ruth. Petersburg's contesting the Ruth Lake permit in court. Meanwhile, in the past year, some city leaders in Angoon and Wrangell have been questioning their town's agreements with Cascade. Cascade Creek is currently still in the licensing phase for its project, and the company holds a preliminary permit with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. On the face of it, FERC spokesperson Celeste Miller does not think the company's new status will affect the permit.
I don't have all the every detail of the transactions that you refer to here at FERC. However, speaking in general terms, typically if a company remains a valid company, and that could include a subsidiary of another company, then that company is still considered a valid company as far as our preliminary permit process is concerned.
Cascade hopes to apply for a development license by the end of next January. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.